playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Gonna introduce you to Elsa, calling us from Simpsonville. Hi, Elsa.
Hello.
Hello. Let's learn a little bit about Elsa, all right? Elsa's got brown hair, drives an Equinox, is a pharmacy tech, and has been married for 6 years.
Woo!
Woo! So how did you meet your husband?
The internet.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice. So was it like a Tinder thing, or was it a
Plenty of Fish.
Ah, Plenty of Fish. Look at that. Look at that. And you guys just kind of hit it off. Did you make the first move, or did he?
It's been 10 years, so I'm not sure. I can't remember.
You don't remember who made the first move? Okay.
No.
All right. Elsa, we are going to play Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Yeah, so you're going to hear three magical stories. Your task, should you choose to accept it, is to determine, is the person the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. First one.
While walking down the aisle with over 200 guests at the wedding, I ripped a loud one that echoed through the church.
All right. Wow.
One would hope it's a little kid.
One would hope a little kid.
One would hope.
All right.
Or, I'm going to go with a little kid. I don't think that someone's showing up for church drunk. Right?
Nah. Hopefully we're not letting them get down the aisle that way.
All right. So you both say a little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yep.
Okay. Innocent little kid.
Little kid was right. Yep.
I was the flower girl at my cousin's wedding, and at the time I was 4, and we didn't realize I was lactose intolerant, and I had a big bowl of cereal for breakfast, and the milk did me in. It's still talked about to this day, and I'm now 25.
Oh, milk toots!
No.
Oh, dang!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Still talked about to this day. All right, Elsa, you are 1-for-1. Here we go, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I closed down a Burger King just by taking a bite out of a Whopper.
Okay. Closed down a Burger King.
We're going to need to hear the backstory in that.
Yeah, it's for taking a bite out of a
Whopper.
I feel
like drunk adult.
Drunk adult, okay.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to go with that.
Both of you saying drunk adult, all right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, you got
it. Okay, what'd you do?
Yeah, right?
I had been seeing this guy a couple of times throughout the night, out drinking, thought he was super cute, and then at a Burger King, I saw him there at a table. So I walked over, I picked up his Whopper, and I took a massive bite out of it. Now, his girlfriend was sitting at the table with him, so she, of course, stood up and then punched me in the face.
She did it in front of his girlfriend?
I don't think she knew.
Oh,
so
my
we ended
gosh.
Up getting into a fight. Other people joined in, and it became a whole big thing to a point where the Burger King had to shut down for the rest of the night.
Oh, my gosh!
Wow! Elsa's
probably
thinking,
banned,
you know what?
From that one too.
I'd have done the same thing. No. All right. So far, you're doing well. 2-for-2. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got stabbed with a fork at Chuck E. Cheese while at a birthday party.
All right. Stabbed with a fork while at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
it's Chuck E. Cheese. It could go either way.
Yeah.
Being stabbed at a fork at Chuck E. Cheese, also not
yes,
unheard of.
Yes, could go either way.
I'll lean towards little kid because, you know, kids are a little more jerks with the forks.
Okay, jerks with the forks.
Okay.
All right, so you're saying little kid, Kelly?
Yeah, I'll stick with you on that. I think the obvious answer is little kid, and it might be true this time.
Okay, both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes.
Yes, little kid.
I
stole some other little kid's video game coin, and his sister got mad and stabbed me in the thigh with a fork. But she was really little, so it didn't hurt that much.
She stabbed me in the thigh with a fork.
Dang, but she was little. It didn't really
I didn't really hear that bad.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Elsa, congratulations. You're a winner.
Yes.
Yay.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us during this morning. And I am very proud of us for neither Kelly or me making any sort of Frozen reference.
We didn't. We didn't say, we didn't even say if you got one wrong, let it go.
I know. We didn't. Let we said go. Nothing. We didn't make one mention about Frozen, and I pat ourselves on the back.
Now, were you, be honest, when that movie first came out, were you excited that she, the main character, had your name, or were you like, oh no?
Wasn't that the actual name from the story, the actual story? Elsa? I feel like Elsa is like the actual name, right? It's not just a made up name.
Yes, no, what I was saying, when that movie came out, was did you think, oh no, this is so massively popular, and now this is all I'm going to be referred to as?
It was a little touch and go there for the first couple of months, you know, everyone singing Let It Go to you.
Yes.
Writing Let It Go on your cup. Sure.
It's like, right? I love that. I have this Starbucks order for Let It Go. And you're like, That's me. All right, Elsa, hey, congratulations. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right,
we need more magical stories. That's where you come in. So if you've got one, send us a little voice note, give us a teaser, reveal the answer, and finish the story. Email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.